All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick Farmer. This is a great way to transition, I think, from WSLR News into The Ruthless Truth. Johannes, are you ready for the outro?
I'm ready for the outro.
Okay, because otherwise I might start tearing up a little bit here. Thanks for listening. You're listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV 100.1 LP FM.
You got it.
Whatever. In Bradenton. And this has been the WSLR News for Wednesday. Today is November 13th, correct?
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
From WSLR, LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota, and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton, this has been the WSLR News Wednesday edition. WSLR News is a public affairs show produced by a handful of reporters and volunteers at our station in downtown Sarasota. Our theme music is by Mark Zampella. When we're not on the air, you can find our news reports on WSLR.org. We're also on X, Instagram, and Facebook. Listen to us anytime on all major podcasting platforms. Thank you for paying attention. I am Johannes Werner. Stay tuned for The Ruthless Truth with Ruth Beltran.
You are listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 Bradenton. The views, comments, and opinions that come from our interviews, shows, air personalities, and from our calling guests are uncensored, and those views and opinions can be widespread and extremely diverse. These opinions or views do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of WSLR, Fogartyville, our staff, or volunteers. Get up, stand up.
Good evening, Suncoast, and welcome to another episode of The Ruthless Truth. I am your host, Ruth Beltran, and I am here with Sierra. Sierra, this is your first time in the studio. Welcome.
Yes, hello. It is absolutely lovely to be here.
Yes, and we also have with us our volunteer, Ryan Stanley. Ryan, thank you.
I'm staying off the mic for this one. I appreciate you, Ruth, so much. I thank you for everything that you do here, and I want to see people light up the phones for this type of content. You know, we are women founded, and to see two women across from me always just... it fills my spirit. So I'm going to stay off the mic, or else, you know, who knows what could happen.
Feel free to stay if you want to jump in.
No, I'm going to help you guys, you know, manage the technical side, but you guys do the business side.
Thank you. Thank you. So like
much
we mentioned. Yes. So like we mentioned, this is the fundraiser, the membership drive week. Today is the very first day. This is one of the two times a year when we take time out of our schedule to make sure that we are collecting donations so that we can retain WSLR, our WSLR news, and everything else being exactly what it is, true independent community media, right? We know that WSLR is commercial free. It's independent radio program by local people, I mean, a large number of them. I know Ryan mentioned earlier that she has been here for over 20 years, and I thought to myself, it's so easy to do that in a space like WSLR, where we have a true sense of community and programs that are produced by everyday people. You know, you don't need to be a fancy person to be in here to participate.
I'm certainly not a fancy person.
Yes. So WSLR 96.5 is also the home to The Ruthless Truth, which, as we know, is a socialist program where we discuss the community organizing that we as local community organizers engage in all year long. And at a time when Florida has not only a right-wing governor and legislature that has banned books, they have also attacked public education, they have reversed child labor laws, they gutted diversity programs and outlawed community oversight of the police, independent progressive media, it's really more important than ever. And Governor Ron DeSantis and his millionaires-backed agenda have canceled, in a way, independent thought with the help of the corporate media. So, you know, WSLR just means so much more, right? And Sierra, what are some ways that our listeners can help support this wonderful radio station?
Well, they can become a Evergreen member, a sustaining membership for as little as $5 a month. You can become an Evergreen member of WSLR for Gardneyville, but by becoming a sustaining donor, you provide reliable support for the news and music programming you rely on, while reducing on-air fundraising. As a sustainer, your credit or debit card will be billed monthly, and your membership will renew automatically. You'll also receive special offers throughout the year, and will be entered into a raffle and drawing for a gift basket at the end of the membership drive. Woo! Raffles! Yes. I love raffles. I go crazy for raffles. It's the smart, convenient way to support community radio. Mm-hmm. Help us grow grassroots by becoming an Evergreen member today. Call now at 941-894-6469 or donate securely online at our website, WSLR.org.
Yes, and people can also call and become a member for just $40. That's another option. If you don't want to be a monthly sustainer, you can also call in and donate. $40 will give you the basic membership, and then you can become a radio activist with $96.50. So please go ahead and call. Now we are going to hear, we have a caller. We have Adam on the phone. Adam, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Yes. So, Adam, I know sometimes you have been on the radio show. Unfortunately, you couldn't be here at the studio with us today. But tell us a little bit about why you support WSLR.
Well, thank you guys for having me virtually. First off, one of the reasons I'm excited today is because of this raffle. I didn't know that. I love raffles. It sounds really fun. And then, in general, I think that independent media is really important, especially in Florida. I remember specifically there was a show that had a big impact on me, partially because I was involved in some of the reporting that went on there. It was the Hurricane Milton episode. I think that a lot of what we were seeing in the mainstream media was kind of a pat on the back for local authorities and maybe state organizations that were leaving people behind. So it was really important work that we did in reporting for the Hurricane Milton response, and I felt that it needed to be shared. I think we did a really good job, and I'm excited to do more stuff like that in the future.
Yes, thank you so much for mentioning that one, because that's a story that's really fresh in my heart still, because of the amount of suffering that was engaged with this story. You know, we in the news, we could see the FEMA people and commissioners and mayors of different cities just really talking like everything was being handled and being taken care of. Mm-hmm. And in reality, the reality on the ground was that people were getting kicked out of their houses and had nowhere to go, and they were desperately calling over and over. I mean, I spent endless hours on the phone and calling different agencies, going to the different county commissions. But it was only possible to bring the truth, right? The truth of that story and the level of suffering that was coming because of spaces like this, right? Because of spaces like WSLR, where we not only doing the organizing, but we can come on a show like The Ruthless Truth, and we can actually discuss the reality of what we are hearing and give people the truth without an incentive for, you know, just this pretend that everything was fine, when in reality people have been suffering greatly.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember
100%. All right.
No worries. I remember a moment we were at the county commissioner, and there was a moment where they were all patting themselves on the back. They were telling the members of the county all what a great job they've done, and they gave themselves a round of applause. And it was a maddening moment because we had just been there a few days ago seeing so many people, like, now unhoused, children, nowhere to sleep. So many children just home, sleeping in the car, their cars now, if they have cars to sleep in. So it,
Sierra, they also chastised us. Like, not only did they give themselves a pat on the back, but they said, like, you know, you guys can't have it. It's not Amazon delivery. It can't happen in 24 hours. And I think the commissioner meeting that we were at was 2 weeks after the hurricane.
Yeah. Amazon delivery. We're not even talking Amazon delivery at this point. We're talking regular snail mail.
Yes. But it was so great that we were able to bring that real message, you know, and this is what's special about WSLR is the fact that we are able to bring regular independent media that is not what you hear in corporate media. You know, those local stories that are very heart-wrenching and tell people the truth. And we don't need to front, right? Why pretend that everything is fine when in reality things need to be corrected and fit so that we can all have a better society?
Because we don't have a financial incentive to tell a different story than the truth, Ruth.
Exactly. And that's the big difference, right? As many of you know, just about all of our media, right? And this includes TV, radio, newspapers, a lot of podcasting also. It's owned by corporate media. But WSLR is actually funded by listeners like you. And that is what gives us the ability to stay independent. That gives us the ability to continue to cover hard, you know, the stories of the working class, which are usually left behind. So I want to remind our listeners where to call if they want to donate today. Where can they call, Sierra?
Yes, they can donate online at WSLR.org or call the office at 941-894-6469.
Yes, and you can also donate online on the website at wslr.org. And I want to remind our listeners, if any time happens when you are not on your radio and you want to continue listening to WSLR, if you go right on the website, wslr.org, there's actually a live button where you can listen live right away. WSLR also has an application, an app, which I keep on my phone. It's really easy. I just click play and it just plays anything and everything. So I want to remind you that you can always take WSLR with you, whether you are in the car, whether you are at home. And also there's the archive. The archive, if folks don't know, if you happen to miss your favorite show because you just couldn't change plans, you can always go on the website at wslr.org and go on the archive. And you can actually search per show. Shows stay there 2 to 3 weeks. So you have an opportunity to always listen to your favorite show, whether that is music, whether it is news or any other show of the, you know, number of shows that are covered here at WSLR. Yes. So where do...
That's how I listen to The Ruthless Truth.
Really?
I have the app on my phone and I use the archive and it's great.
Yes.
It's a great, you know, it's a great resource. And why not put a little bit of money towards that resource, right?
Yes, definitely. Help us fund this important community radio at 941-894-6469 or by donating online at wslr.org. And Adam, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You are. Okay. I want to thank you for your support. Encourage everyone else to continue to call. And thank you, Adam, for being with us today.
You are so welcome. Thanks, guys.
Yes, thank you. And we will have another, we will taking another caller, but just want to encourage you to continue to call. Sierra, why don't we speak a little bit about this story that we have back at home? I know right here in Bradenton, I know that WSLR News touched a little bit on the issues with housing, affordable housing in particular. I mean, we know that in Bradenton, we have a mother of five right now who is actually having to move out of her community because she is renting. This lady is paying $3,200 a month in rent for her family of six, and this is with the help of Section 8 vouchers. Mm-hmm. However, this community has now passed laws where your rent has to be less than 30% of your income or you cannot live in the community. And I did the math, right?
Mm-hmm.
This mother will need to make $128,000 a year, so that $3,200 a month, which equals to over $38,000 a year, is less than that 30%. And unfortunately, she's being asked to move out. And, you know, I was looking at a report back in June, the Manatee County School District, this meeting, just focusing on affordable housing and finding affordable housing for teachers. And as part of this, we learned that $57,000 is the starting salary for a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, wow, even if we had two teachers, let's say that are, you know, married to each other, even two teachers combined could not afford to live in these communities. And it made me wonder, like, how many other communities do we have that are actually excluding 90% of our population, mm-hmm. Creating this, you know, huge class divide, because you need to be, you know, part of the top 1% earners in a way in order to live there. And, you know, what a problem this is for our communities.
Yeah, $120K, that is in the top 1%. Like, that is absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, like, this mother, she'd been paying just fine before this, right?
Yes.
So there was no need to implement this. This is just a way of saying, we don't want poor people in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is a story that you can look forward to. We will have her on The Ruthless Truth in a future show. We just learned about it. I have been trying to find a way to help her, but it's been extremely difficult. We know that these laws are discriminatory. They're really an attack even on women, because 90% of those that receive Section 8 are women, mm-hmm. and mothers. But on top of that, Sierra, look at the craziness of this story, is that on top of that, women are part of the lowest pay class in our society. Mm-hmm. So how, you know, they attack from all levels, right? Even
yes.
when you get in assistance and you do have the ability to pay your rent, and you have been paying your rent, you already lived there for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, you know, policies can be passed that basically exclude everybody. And, you know, what an issue this is for the working class, who are so desperately looking for affordable housing and really struggling holding 2 and 3 jobs. Yes.
Yes. It is. And, you know, these things, they've only been getting worse. You know, housing prices have only gotten more unreasonable. You know, you said 30%.
Yes.
Well, that used to be the standard. That used to be expectation. Nobody's paying 30% of their income anymore. I don't know anyone who's paying 30% of their income. You know, like mm-hmm. most people are paying 40, 50, mm-hmm. higher.
Even people who own. I mean, my mortgage is 60% of my income. And it just is what it is. I have no way around it.
That's the new normal, though. That is mm-hmm. the new normal. Like, the 30% is no longer a reasonable standard for basically anyone.
I saw something online recently, but you can check it, that listed places where you could actually make minimum wage in that state and still afford to live. However, it also, which is deceiving, right? It also gave the breakdown of percentage of your income that you would be paying for rent. And so even in a place where you're making $15 to $17.50 an hour, so you can afford to live there, but at what cost? Mm-hmm. That's if it's then 50 to 60% of your total income. How is that? It may be low rent or mortgage compared to the rest of the country, but it's that portion that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. If you're paying 60% of your income,
it leaves
just to a place to live.
Yeah,
that's not survival.
No, and it doesn't include electricity,
no.
water, internet. Other things that come up, insurance.
So you can say, oh, it's only $850 for a 2-bedroom in Kentucky, but that's 60 to 65% of what you're going to make, even at their state minimum wage.
Yes, yes, and you are reminding me that half of our states are still using the federal minimum
yes.
wage of $7.25.
Wild.
It has not been increased since 2009.
And even lower for people with disability, because in most places they're sub-minimum wage, which is even lower than minimum wage for people who are with disabilities, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that is just a normal, allowed thing in this society.
Yes, it is. But we will change it. We have to organize and change it. That's really the key. Let's go ahead and go to another one of our listeners. Jack, are you here?
Hey, Ruth. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing good. We are doing good. Thank you so much for calling today, the first day of the fund drive, full fund drive right here at WSLR during the Ruthless Truth. And before we go on with you, I want to thank Adam so much for the $50 donation to the Ruthless Truth. Thank you, Adam. Can we hear some hands?
Thank you, Adam. We love you.
Yes, thank you. And Jack, how are you doing today, Jack? How was school? I know you are a teacher, correct?
Hey, Ruth. Yes, I am. I'm a teacher here in Pinellas County, so I'm right across the Skyway, but I'm still able to get WSLR loud and clear on my laptop. But yeah, school was fine today. But I wanted to sort of call in and give my praise and my respect to the Ruthless Truth team, which of course I am a frequent contributor of. So I wanted to say that one of the my favorite sort of episodes that I wasn't on, but that we sort of talked about recently was the local ILA dock workers strike.
Oh yes,
that episode was really one of the only sort of pro sort of union, pro dock worker sort of pieces of media that I really heard anywhere while that was going on. Right, we sort of saw in the mainstream media that these workers were being basically villainized for wanting to not have starvation wages on the job and to have better sort of safety protection for an industry that, a lot of workers actually die in. That's the grim truth. But the Ruthless Truth was one of the only programs that I heard sort of talk about a pro-working class narrative around that strike, which was happening here locally in Tampa. I know we were out on the picket line and sort of talking to these workers, and they were doing it for all the right reasons. So I just want to say kudos to the Ruthless Truth team on sort of covering that, because it was sorely missed in sort of the mainstream media.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. I think I'm going to go ahead and put that episode as part of the archive for today, so that our listeners, those who didn't get a chance to listen to it, can go ahead and listen to it, because it was really, it meant so much to the workers because they were being vilified on the media. I mean, I remember I went to a doctor's appointment and one lady was telling another lady, those workers want 50% increase. How dare they want a 50% increase, And thankfully, because we were in the picket line, Jack, I was able to learn that actually 5% of the company profit equals the entire labor cost for all of the workers. 5% of the company's profit. And the workers are simply fighting to increase that number from 5% of the company profit to 10% of the company's profit for the entire labor cost. I'm talking for the entire company. I'm not even talking about a particular city,
And that's profit. That's,
yes,
that's the end of the day take home profit, all expenses paid out. That is wild.
Yes.
That is wild. It should be 100%.
Exactly. And it also means that the company is still retaining 90% of the profits, But corporate media, instead of telling us that as the truth, actually just told everybody that these workers, they're just being greedy. How dare they want 50% increase in their pay? And it turned people against them, right? But we, with our message, with our show, we were able to make a difference and help people realize how, 10% of the profits being spent on just thousands of workers is really nothing, right? And it should be even at a higher percentage. I would support a higher percentage. How about you?
I want them to take home the whole thing, Ruth.
Yes.
Know me.
Yes. So I just want to remind our listeners that this is the beauty of WSLR. This is what you get here. Not only are you receiving music shows that are being done by local people, but you are actually receiving WSLR news, where you get working class news. You get shows like ours at The Ruthless Truth, where we are able to not only engage in community organizing, not only attend city commission meetings and county commission meetings and, go to protests and go to different educational events, but then we as organizers are able to come here and share it with with you, you know, like what an amazing venue.
Yeah. You're not just getting a journalist who sits in an office all day. We're actually out there for all of these things like we've talked about, you know. We're doing, like, you know, it's more on the ground than you're going to get from most outlets nowadays. Stuff like that is dying. You don't see that much anymore.
Oh yes. So please go ahead and call our office right now at 941-894-6469. And you can also donate online at wslr.org. That's wslr.org. And remember that you can become a member with just $40. That's a basic membership. But you can also become an evergreen sustainer, which means that you will donate even as little as $5 a month, and you can just be a regular donor. So thank you so much for listening, but please go ahead and call in and donate and help support this wonderful radio station and community space. And is Jack still with us?
I am.
You are. Okay. Thank you, Jack, for bringing that up. Any other shows that come to mind?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to sort of expand a little bit more about the ILA sort of episode. You know, I'm a teacher here in Pinellas County. I'm a union member, right? And so it just really fills my heart with a lot of joy when there's sort of pro-union media that's put out there, right? You know, like us here in Pinellas County, and I know over in Hillsborough too, the teachers just won, basically not only just the teachers, but lots of staff in the schools, just won big increases for our wages and our salaries through sort of the will of the voters, right? Voting for public education, and, you know, like the struggles of teachers, the struggle of sort of the public education system, the defunding of the public education system, right? These are things that we've all talked about in the Ruthless Truth before. And again, you know, I sound like a sort of a broken record here, but like the Ruthless Truth and WSLR is one of those places here in the community in sort of the Tampa Bay area where you do get to hear those stories, right? And, you know, I'm certainly going to be making a donation sort of after I'm done with my call here, but
thanks, you know, like Jack.
The constant sort of pro-union, pro-working class sort of media that's coming out of WSLR really, I feel like, shows that WSLR is like a community sort of radio station, right, that's actually sort of run in by, you know, regular working class folks who have a clear understanding of sort of like, you know, what's going on here in the world, and, you know, here in Tampa Bay more specifically.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'm glad you spoke about that, because we do have more stories. As we know, the ILA struggle, the extension to their contract goes through January 15th, so it's something that we'll be covering again. We have the Unify workers right here in Sarasota that were able to take a vote and basically form a union on the warehouse side. The drivers have already voted for a union. And I don't know, but a little bird told me that some city employees may be unionizing soon. So please keep an eye out. Join us at the Ruthless Truth every Wednesday at 6:30. And please call in throughout this entire week and help support this wonderful radio station, WSLR. And again, you can call in at 941-894-6469, or you can donate at wslr.org. And Sierra, before we close, thank you so much, Jack, for calling and donating. Really appreciate it. And Sierra, welcome to WSLR.
Yes.
You are going to love it. I mean, I'm looking at you because you have no idea what this place is like live, but, you know, you will be able to enjoy it. So thank you. Please go ahead and call and donate to Sustain Independent Media at WSLR.org or 941-894-6469. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitters gold.
long, and the river ahead.